You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Chat it up in the break and figure out what our next segments are going to be and just all the different stuff. And it's a morning show, so we like to have a lot of fun and conversations and bat things off of one another. And I just was laughing because something is seriously wrong with me. I don't know what it is, Max. I'm figuring it out slowly because things go through my mind. I was talking to Yates, and I said to Yates out of nowhere, I said, man, you know, I got a 13-year-old daughter. My 13-year-old daughter might be the prettiest teenager in the world. No, seriously, Max. I'm just telling you. She might be the prettiest. Everybody feel a certain way about their kids, and you're entitled to. But mine, she might be the – London might be the prettiest teenager in the world.
So you're going to push her into modeling? What's going
to
happen?
Well, yeah, she wants to do that sort of stuff. But she got the eyebrows going, the nice eyelashes, nice face. The face is right. Like, it's really, you know, right. It's designed right. It ain't all
right. Everything's where it's supposed to be.
It's super facially gifted. But just, she's tall. She's long. Mm-hmm. She's got nice hands and nice feet, a nice walk. And she doesn't look like a lizard. I ain't afraid to say it.
Like a lizard.
What
is it about that profession that they all decided that they have to be emaciated? And what is that? How did that come to be?
I don't know. I was looking at her last night while we were talking, and I told her, I was like, man, you're a pretty little girl. I said, I know what I got to do. I ain't even worried about it. But, you know, because she gets all, you know how girls get, they get all, dad, leave me alone. You know, I had to tell her, say, yeah, every time he got to see me every day, every day, all day. Because, you know, you got the little snotty-nosed kids with the sleep in their eyes still trying to go down
the friend road, right?
Yeah, all the ashy kneecaps. No, we're not studying. There is no study hall. Study hall is at the school.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the door is going to stay open. Don't worry about it.
But absolutely, 100%, she's going into the modeling. Ain't going to be no fake yeast. She looks pretty. You know, the fake, oh, she's really cute. You look, you go, nah, they yeasting that up. No, this is legit. I'm just, you know. So something's wrong with me. That's all.
Proud papa. So, hey, do you think Josh Allen's dad is... he thinks he has the prettiest quarterback in the world. Is it fair, though? Is it fair to question Josh Allen, right? Or the perception of Josh Allen? There is some stuff when you say package it up, right? A lot of times I notice that can turn you against a player where you'll wind up underrating them a little, not because you don't know they're good, but you just kind of resent the pre-packaging of it all, before the putting the cart before the horse and kind of giving them credit for where you think they're heading instead of what they've actually done.
You like pre-packaging?
No, I don't resent it to the extent that you do.
You know why I resent it? Because I've seen the pre-packaging fail more times.
Yeah, and you had to do it.
Yeah. But outside of me, but I've seen it fail when you here. It's like
they get entitled, and people always want to think it's the next great thing. But Josh Allen to me is a spectacular player. I've never had him as number two to Patrick Mahomes. I've never had him ahead of Joe Burrow, Key. And in fact, I know Justin Herbert just failed to advance in the playoffs. If you give me both those guys, and it's nothing against Josh Allen. Again, I love watching this guy play. I think he's great. I think in Josh Allen, we are watching a legend. I think he will be a legendary quarterback the way a lot of these guys that we talk about in the past, whether they won or not, like Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl, legendary quarterback. Elway won at the very end, legendary quarterback. Right? Jim Kelly didn't win one, legendary quarterback. I think Josh Allen will be looked back at like that, a legendary guy. That said, I can think of minimum three dudes, maybe four, maybe five that I would take before. Like, I would take for sure Patrick Mahomes. I'm taking Joe Burrow. Me, I like Justin Herbert, right? You want to say Josh Allen? I'm not going to argue. I would take Herbert. That's three. And Key, I'm taking Lamar Jackson if he's healthy, is four. And if Jalen Hurts keeps this up, Josh Allen, Jalen. So, like, it's not, is it fair if he does not win this playoff game at home with a loaded team? Is it fair to say, wait a minute, is Josh Allen really what he's being cracked up to be?
I think it's fair. I think it's fair to question the perception of what Josh Allen would be if he was to lose this weekend, though, Max. But, man, that dude good, man. He's a bad-ass quarterback. Now, when you start saying, well, I'll take Joe Burrow over him, and I'm not taking Joe. I like Joe Burrow. And I like the snack, crackle, pop, and he wears a mink coat, and he got the Cardi glasses, and probably got a Rolex and a Bentley or something outside. And oh, I get it. He rock with the teammates. They go hang out. But that 17 up in Buffalo.
Yeah, he's a bad dude.
That big old, strong, fast, rip of an arm. It just, you know, if I took him and I put him in any of those situations, we're not missing a beat. We're not missing a
Who
beat.
Who would you rather play with, Burrow or Allen?
Man, but you're asking a question. You're asking me a question, Max. I'll take either one.
You are a free agent. The towns are the same. The teams are just as good as each other. State
I'm probably,
income tax
I'm
the same.
Just going. I'm probably going to wind up going to Cincinnati.
See? See?
No, the reason I'm going to Cincinnati is because
there's something about, dude.
I mean, it's a little colder in Buffalo. I think I can get a little warmer.
Okay, so whichever quarterback's playing in Cincinnati, you're going there.
Probably a more bigger city for me. You know how I am about the small little town.
I'm saying control for that all the variables except quarterback. It's they are twin cities. They are exactly the same temperature, climate, size, social scene, taxes, everything.
I'm gonna mess with Josh Allen.
You okay? That's what I want to know. I got
you.
Yeah,
I'm gonna mess
fine.
With Josh Allen.
Like,
I like Joe Burrow too.
Yeah,
but Josh Allen is just it's something about. His ability to deliver the football with that cannon. Like, man, he got a real cannon.
He got a cannon.
He's got a serious cannon.
And he not only runs, but, like, you know, I'm a big Daniel Jones fan, man, and he's the way he's playing. And Daniel Jones is very athletic.
Daniel Jones ain't Josh Allen. Don't go there.
Right. Well, no, this is what I'm saying. When he runs, he doesn't look like Josh Allen. He's a good runner. But Josh Allen looks athletic when he runs. Josh Allen
looks like a tight end.
Yeah. There's some guys when they run, you're like, ooh, that just looks right. It looks good when he runs. He has a cannon for an arm. He's like
he's what I would call mechanically sound at everything that
everything.
He's doing.
Coordinated.
Exactly. Where Daniel Jones just looks uncoordinated. He might fall. You don't know if he's gonna get there.
Even though it's not true though, like he.
But it looks like it. Just it looks.
It doesn't look the same.
It don't look the same. You know, I'm a big look guy.
Yeah.
And it don't, the sleeves on the jersey is flopping. It's
the
just
jeans
like,
alone.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sleeves alone.
The sleeves
His
alone.
His jersey
the
is tucked alone. In. It doesn't, he just looks like a giant quarterback, meaning New York giant quarterback.
Right, exactly. And
like
Josh
a Jeff
Allen,
Hostetler.
Even though he's big, he looks compact somehow, right? But so, like, I get the love affair with Josh Allen everyone's having. I get it.
But if he loses this game in Buffalo, Not only is Josh Allen going to get criticism, I believe Sean McDermott will start to get a little heat too. Because now it's like, well, hold on, man. You got the deck stacked. You at home, and you can't get out. And I understand everything that surrounds the city of Buffalo that they've gone through over the last several months, and they can't get out of the divisional round again. How many times is this going to be this before we really start saying, you know what, this might not be it. This might not be it. Because I remember playing for Coach Tony Dungy. We had everything stacked, man, every year. But we couldn't advance. It was just one of those deals where it just didn't work. They went to the NFC Championship game the year before I got there. And then all of a sudden, we couldn't get out of neutral. And I think at some point, people started to think that CD couldn't coach. Like, Coach Dungy couldn't coach. Then he goes to Indianapolis, obviously, and get Peyton Manning on the offensive side. And they go off and he takes care of the defense, and they win the Super Bowl. I just feel like if they don't get there at some point, that conversation starts to come up about Sean McDermott.
If Burrow beats Josh Allen, does he go ahead of Allen? Like, to me, Key, even though if you isolate their performances, Allen's ahead of Burrow. Like, if you look at things like QBR, stuff like that, Allen's ahead of Burrow. But Joe Burrow's beaten Patrick Mahomes 3 times. Patrick Mahomes never beaten Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's been to an AFC championship game. Joe Burrow came. It took Aaron Donald, the greatest play of his career, to stop Joe Burrow from winning the Super Bowl. Think about that, though. And Josh Allen hadn't done those things. So to me, because I got a little of that Keyshawn Johnson, Bill Parcells stuff in me too. Like, I'll be 50 in August, right? I want to see you do it. Joe Burrow's done more in that respect than Josh Allen.
Well, Josh has been in the league a little bit longer, a couple years longer, but hasn't accomplished the same things that Joe Burrow's been able to do against certain teams or advance his team into the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl. So naturally, if that doesn't happen this Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, you're going to have questions about Josh Allen's ability to do that. And Joe Burrow, in the hype world, I believe will surpass Josh Allen. If Josh Allen beats him, he'll still stay in front of him. But if he beats him, he'll surpass him in the hype world.
Robert
the hype
in
world.
Las Vegas has something to say about it.
Fellas.
What's up, Robert?
You there?
Yep. We've established Max. You are Robert, and this is the show. Go!
Max.
Yes.
Hey, Mal, I love the show.
Thank you.
But Max, hey, I don't know what it is with you and Herbert and Burrow and, you know, I mean, for real. I mean, you know, give me a second, man. I mean, Pat Mahomes is a guy for sure. Yep. But it's like when you race horses, you got 1A and you got 1B. And Josh Allen is 1B. He said it right, man. That big old strong arm up there in Buffalo with the receivers and the talent he got, like, them guys are doing it, man. You got to go Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, 1A, 1B. Burrow, he lost in the Super Bowl. Herbert ain't even got close there yet.
He lost in the what?
Sorry.
What did Joe Burrow lose in?
Excuse me. Josh Herbert hasn't even got anywhere yet.
Yeah, but you said Joe Burrow lost in the what?
Joe Burrow lost in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl. You realize Josh Allen's never sniffed the Super Bowl yet, right?
Hey, here you go. Here you go. 2023 is
coming.
You're
right. You might be right. I mean, this is great about sports. Time will tell. You might be absolutely right.
But hey, Max.
I've seen quarterbacks, Key, with more talent than other guys, but they're not as good. Yeah.
Hey, Max.
Yeah. You sniffing it?
Sniff the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it could happen. All right, look. It's time for us to pick the games. Tell you who wins this weekend. That is coming right up.
Who wins and why?
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
All right, what are we going to do here, Key, if we're on opposite sides? The producer's got to weigh in because we're doing the Pick'em Challenge. We pick as a show.
Well, I know, but I'm sitting here looking for the Pick'em Challenge, and I don't see any of it.
Well, it's all right. The divisional games, Jaguars at Chiefs. Chiefs favored by 8.5 points.
I see ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge, but then I don't see any of the games. But
well, okay,
that's fine.
So I'll do it. Jags at Chiefs. The Chiefs are favored by 8.5.
I'm taking the Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs in this one.
To cover?
Yeah, because I think that the Chiefs – look, man, Jacksonville's a nice little story. They were spotted 27 by the Chargers, and they came back to get Mr. Staley and company. But this is different. You say it's Patrick Mahomes, right? It's different. This is a different situation. They're well-rested. We know what Andy Reid does after the bye. We can't – you know, what else am I going to say?
I like Patrick Mahomes too, but not to cover. I think this is a tight game.
A warm weather team going to the cold. Come on now.
Well, we need a tiebreaker from the producers. Nuno, what do you guys think?
Nuno's on the phone.
Okay, Yates, what do you think?
I like the Chiefs to cover. I think they cover on a late touchdown.
All right. Well, Alan Yates is the tiebreaker, so we are going to say as a show that the Chiefs cover. Giants at Eagles. Eagles are favored by 7.5, Key.
I think the Eagles. I like the Eagles.
What? That's a rooster. What are you talking? That's a chicken.
Same thing.
Wrong. The opposite of an eagle.
I would say the Eagles are going to cover. I think Jalen Hurts is. I feel this way. I think he might be a little banged up, but I think he might be playing a little, you know, little mind games, tricks with them. You just never know with the Giants. But I think they're a better football team. If he's on the field, they're going to win the game. If Gardner Minshew's on the field, then the Giants are going to win the game.
Right.
It's simple
for me. And
the
question is, can the Giants get Gardner Minshew on the field? I think they can, and I think that they're going to – I think the Giants beat the spread. So, once again, we need a tiebreaker. Let me guess what the Eagles fan's going to say. Go ahead, Yates.
Yeah, we're going to roll with the Eagles on this one, man. week off at the crib. Saturday night.
That's true, too.
It's going to get spooky.
That's true, too. The Giants are not the rested team.
Cheese steaks and whiz cheese and
salmon steaks.
What's the place with the french fries, Yates?
Crab fries, all that.
Crab fries.
Out.
Yeah.
Although Daniel Jones is 9-0 on short rest against the spread.
Do you know that Daniel Jones has the highest QBR in football since December 1st?
Water ice with tequila, man. Yeah, I understand that. I get it.
QBR. Do you know he and Joe Burrow have the highest QBR in the playoffs so far? I don't know.
Yeah, but Minnesota – but let's not confuse Minnesota's defense for Philadelphia's defense.
Oh, you think Philadelphia's slightly better on defense?
Yeah,
maybe
I would think –
just the edge.
I think they got one more player on their defense than Minnesota.
Hard to tell, but maybe. All right, Cowboys at Niners. Niners are favored by 3.5.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I like Dallas in this situation. They got a big chip on their shoulder. Not many people are giving them Cowboy haters or giving them a chance to go into San Francisco. Everybody's praising San Francisco's defense, including me. But I think that Dak Prescott understands the magnitude of a loss versus the magnitude of a win for his career, for what people would say about him and where he's at in his career. Michael Parsons wants to back him up. CeeDee Lamb's got to hold on to the football. If they do all of those things – and put Brock Purdy in his place, they'll win this game.
Oh boy, we're not agreeing about any of these picks. I like San Francisco to win and to cover. Yates, you're the tiebreaker.
I think I'm rocking with you. I think the Niners are a little bit more physical, so I'm gonna go with the physical and rested team. I think the Niners cover the 3.5.
What do you know, Yates?
No, Yates talks like a gambler, right? Because he's like. Both times he takes the team on 7 days rest instead of five. He's going right to the thing that you hear like Joe Fortenbaugh and them talk about. All right. Bengals at Bills. We just discussed this, Key. I know you like the Bills here, but they're favored by 5.5.
I do like the Bills.
To cover?
I like the Bills here, although Cincinnati wouldn't surprise me if they would win this football game. But I got to ride with Buffalo.
To cover,
like, as I
Key,
said,
to cover the 5.5 points?
I'm rolling with them. The whole way to cover, to do everything. I'm rolling with them because I feel like they're the team of destiny, and I'm rooting for them in the month of January. I really am.
I think a lot of America is. Once again, this is the first time we've disagreed about every pick. I like the Bengals to win this game, so obviously not the Bills to cover the 5.5 points. Yates, you're the tiebreaker once more.
I'm rocking with the Bengals, man. I like – Like we've been saying, it's something about Burrow and the turnovers, the Bills, they don't really blow good teams out to me. I'm rocking with the Bengals.
So there you have it. We're going Chiefs.
Who's this Yates guy?
We're going Chiefs, Eagles, Bengals. What am I missing here?
49ers.
And Niners.
Chiefs, Eagles, Bengals, Niners. Okay. There you have it.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all when we lose these picks, it ain't going to be on me.
Tristan,
you know,
this
right here, Max.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Hey, you know how they say when you point the finger, three point back at you?
No, I don't. But I don't do this.
Me
I make
neither.
Sure I just go like this.
I splay my fingers
mine?
Like
no,
this.
No, look, mine's closed. I don't have to worry about it.
I do like this, so my fingers are splayed and they hit scattershot everyone around me except for me.
Not Tristan. My fault. Wasn't me.
Tristan, you're on with Keyshawn Johnson and Max Kellerman. This is KJM.
I don't think you need Good to
morning,
say my
Jen.
Last name. What's up?
First thing I'll say is I'm a Bills fan, but I am on the whole. There's a QB1 in the NFL. It's Patrick Mahomes. There's no 1A. There's no 1B. It's Patrick Mahomes all the way.
Right.
I get the comparisons with Allen and Burrow, but Max, I mean, Herbert, Jackson, and Hurts, they're not on that Burrow-Allen level.
Okay, not an accomplishment so far. That's true.
Well, first of all, Lamar Jackson's got an MVP. None of those guys have an MVP except Patrick
Mahomes.
Talking
about playoffs, though. Like playoff
but I'm football. Just saying, so when you say they're not on the same level, that's not true.
By the way, Key, not only does Lamar have an MVP and a playoff win, but he's only he's younger than Joe
20,
Burrow.
25 and a half,
I think. He's 3 weeks younger than Joe Burrow.
I think he's 25 and a half, 26.
He's done so much at such a young age.
Yeah, but I think what people – when the people look at Lamar Jackson, they just don't see the traits of a traditional pocket-passing quarterback. So they don't necessarily give him the benefit of the doubt as he should get with everything he's accomplished thus far in his young career. If he was a big old tall, strong-arm quarterback that –
Blonde
relied
hair.
On his arm versus his legs, people would look at it differently. Now, remember, I always
you know what they
say,
would say Key? He's a church-going guy.
Oh, yeah, they would
family
say,
man.
Yeah, family man, church-going guy, first one in, last one out. Yeah. His uncle was a coach, therefore, you know, all that. But here's what I always say, Max. If you told me that Lamar Jackson could account for 40 touchdowns, 20 in the air, 20 on the ground, and Joe Burrow could account for 40 touchdowns in the air, and they both was, 13-4. Okay, so what's the problem? Well, I like Joe Burrow better, is it?
Well, here's the thing, Key.
Why?
I think this is what people would say.
Why?
So far in football history, although it's skewed because until recently, quarterback was played a certain way, and only certain people are allowed to play quarterback. And even
exactly.
when they were allowed to play quarterback – They were only allowed to play it a certain way. So these numbers are skewed as a result. However, until a quarterback that really runs a ton of design plays, right, wins a Super Bowl, what people will say is, well, that hasn't happened yet. I can trust the other way.
Yeah, but you just said it just started happening
right.
really basically when Cam came into the league.
Yeah.
That style. So he took his team to the Super Bowl.
Kaepernick
took his team to the Super Bowl. If Crabtree catch the damn football, if Crabtree catch the Crabtree somehow catch that football, that style does win the Super Bowl for San Francisco. So, you know.
But you could see that the perception.
But Patrick Mahomes is that same style. The difference is he doesn't do it as much, so you won't give that style the credit.
Well, no.
You'd rather give the credit to the other people.
Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen can both run it. But they have also demonstrated an absurd ability to throw it, right? Lamar, the question
to
is
me,
they,
to me, no more than Lamar.
Okay, that's
no
what I was about
Lamar
to ask. All right, do the Jags have a realistic chance against the Chiefs? We just brought up Mahomes. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Will Trevor Lawrence finally lose a game on Saturday?
He will lose the game on Saturday against the Kansas City Chiefs. I understand what he did in college. That's great. This is the National Football League. I understand he played in big crowds. I get all that. This is the National Football League. It's a totally different situation. I love when people talk about what somebody did in college. He's been removed from college for two seasons now. This is a totally different situation. They lose.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance and joined now by one of the stars of the new hit show, Fitz and Harry, here on ESPN Radio.
Thinking like Bobby Brown.
Well, you know, you're listening to a new edition.
Hey,
so.
Keyshawn will be saying a lot when he's not in studio with you. Oh. You know, you get in studio with him, it's so different. You know, hey, what's up, Harry, my man, my brother, my boy. You know, you get him at a distance, he be having all these little jokes.
Got jokes?
In
wow.
Between, here and there, everything.
Sound like he's calling me a front runner or something.
Nah, you know you're the big bro, man. You know that.
Harry was very nice. Then he got his own show. Now he's talking all kinds of mess to everybody. He comes in here. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's how it goes.
He's on
right?
Top. Tell me again.
We walking different
hey,
now.
Larry, I mean, Harry, tell him you was on the practice squad. Now you're the number one wideout.
See, there you go.
Tell him.
No, I'm not going to tell him.
You better let him know, man.
I wasn't on no damn practice squad. I was on the team. Now, I may not have been starting. But,
yeah, but you were getting snaps.
But I was on the team.
You were getting snaps.
No.
You said practice squad, Keith.
Yes, because when you first started out 3 years ago, yes. Right? Was it 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years ago. Yep.
He was on the practice squad. Then you moved up.
He was on the practice squad before he got here.
He's trying
before
to convince
he got
me.
To Seaport, to like ESPN.
Yes.
Then
yes.
He was on the practice squad, right?
That's what I'm trying to tell him if he's listening.
Yes.
No. When
little
I got,
defensive,
when
Harry.
I got here... I was, I know, Pat. And I heard you call me Larry to start off, too.
What?
Don't play with my name, Key.
You know what I mean? No, man, you're good.
I just found out you and I have.
Gonna get you. My
I just found
get
out
you.
Harry and I have some stuff in common. You and your brother, right?
Yep.
Your names aren't short for anything, and you have no middle name. Same thing with me and my brothers.
Well, my brother has a middle name.
Though. Oh, wait a minute.
But he's named after one of my dad's brothers, too.
I see. Yeah, no, nobody in my family has a middle name, and Max, Sam, Harry, Jack, it wasn't short for anything. That's our actual name.
I'm the fourth. Oh. My son's the fifth. My dad's the third. None of the Harrys before me.
And you're Harry. It's not short for anything.
Nope. It's not no Harold. Yeah. It's not, you know, anything else.
Harry Douglas the fourth.
What?
The fourth. Man, I love Key, man.
So we're talking Jags and Chiefs.
Yep.
You know what's funny? Everyone's looking at this potential Mahomes-Josh Allen rematch from last year, one of the great games ever played, right? And it'll be on a neutral site like the storybook. But, man, Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence linked up in the national championship game. Trevor Lawrence walked in there as the chosen one, and Joe Burrow walked out of there having just played the greatest game in the history of college football, capping off the greatest season in the history of college football, goes one overall, makes it to the Super Bowl as soon as he's healthy. Like, Trevor Lawrence got a lot to play for right now. Like, the way Doug Peterson rolls, too, I'm not so – like, yes, the Chiefs should win, but, Harry, I think the Jags have chances.
Well, we also got to look at this matchup. You talk about Andy Reid, the head coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, and Doug Peterson, the teacher versus the student. I remember Doug Peterson started in Philly under Andy Reid. He was the OC in Kansas City under Andy Reid. And I watched that matchup the first time they played this year the other night twice. And Jacksonville didn't capitalize on their opportunities. The Chiefs had three turnovers in that game. Jacksonville scored 7 points off of those three turnovers. Also, to start the game off, and Doug Peterson understands the mindset when you're going against the Kansas City Chiefs, we're going to onside kick. They recovered it. They had the ball at the 40-yard line. And the best offensive weapon that they have in Christian Kirk is open at the 10-yard line. Trevor Lawrence throws a dart. Boom. Hits him right in the chest and drops it.
Yep.
They get no points off of that. Field goal kicker missed two field goals. But Jacksonville was constantly in third and longs and whatnot. But they could have easily won that game, too. Mm-hmm. Easily could have won it.
Yeah, Jacksonville is going to put up a fight because the coaches have familiarity. And usually when you have familiarity with a system or a thought process of someone you work for, you kind of know what their tendencies are, what they're thinking down the distance, what certain parts of the field, yep, things of that nature. But Kansas City is the team who's been here before. They're more relaxed. They understand. So they get the benefit of the doubt, where Trevor Lawrence hadn't played really good football the last couple times out. I know in the second half from the Chargers, more about the Chargers than it was Trevor Lawrence.
Hold on, Keith, because I would tell you, from like game 9 on to the end of the season, Trevor Lawrence was playing outstanding football.
Now, yeah, but I said the last half, couple games.
You're right. That first half,
which
against
is that
the Chargers,
playoff in that week 18.
Yes.
He hadn't played well.
But I think the mindset of Trevor Lawrence, and I think the kind of Trevor Lawrence we're going to get in this game, is going to be the Trevor Lawrence that we've seen in the second half against the Los Angeles Chargers.
But see, that was more to me, that was more the Chargers, Harry, than it was Trevor Lawrence.
No, see, Key, I think it was kind of both, though. Number one, Doug Peterson had a plan coming out of halftime. The first thing they had to do was get a stop defensively. But they understood that they had to go up-tempo. And then his play calling was remarkable from that point on. So at the same time, defense got to stop people, and I get that. But I don't think we're giving enough credit to Doug Peterson, what he was able to do from a coaching perspective. And number one, calming your quarterback down, still believing in him 100%. I remember when they went for 2 points, and I said, you know what, if they don't get this, this is telling me that Doug Peterson in that second half is saying, I believe that we can go down and score a touchdown at any given moment right now in this game. As soon as he went for two, that was my mindset.
Let me stop you right there, Harry. I'm curious about this as a topic. So Doug Peterson, X's and O's, all good, right?
Yep.
OC, Andy Reid, the whole thing. But I'm reminded of, like, it's going around on social media now, where Daboll goes to Darius Slayton when he dropped that pass against Minnesota for the Giants.
Huge.
And instead of, like, you know, like, he goes to him and goes, hey, head up, we're going to need you, you know. But the way he delivers it and everything, you could see how this team plays together, right?
Yep.
How much of what Peterson's doing, I imagine it's significant, is that type of stuff, is the leadership stuff, because he wins with Carson Wentz, Wentz goes down, Foles comes in, they're dead in the water. No, they win the Super Bowl. The next year, it's flat with Wentz, he goes down again, they catch fire with Foles, they win a playoff game on the road again in Soldier Field. They almost win it in New Orleans, right? Good title defense, even though it wasn't successful.
Yep.
He goes to a toxic place, 1 year, bang, they're advancing in the playoffs from the worst team in football, basically. How would you say, like, how would you rate him as an X's and O's guy versus a leader, and which is more important?
I think he's a lead in both categories. And I say that because we had Rayshon Jenkins on Fitz and Harry recently, and he was talking about Doug Peterson, and he was like, yeah, man, Dougie P. So I stopped. I said, hold on. I was like, who? He was like, Dougie P, you know, Doug Peterson. I said, so y'all rock with him to the point to where y'all call him Dougie P? And he was like, man, that's our guy.
We start beatboxing.
We rock with him. So that told me everything I needed to know about Doug Peterson and the way his players view him and the respect that they have for him. And he's the type of guy that I'm pretty sure they can go to him about any and everything. And all you got, you don't have to look no further than Trevor Lawrence.
Excuse me, Dougie P. they seem to, I mean, Peterson.
Harry is right, though. When you start breaking down the names of coaches and how you address them, that says there's a comfort level there, there's a respect level there, and there's an understanding there. You know, when you go to Big Tuna and you say, Big Tuna, I got to get the rock, man. Or you Bill P, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? Or TD, what we doing here, Dungy? We going to play Dungy ball? When you start having conversations like that, that's a respect level. It's
right.
A relationship.
Yeah, and that makes a difference. In all business, relationship makes a big difference. This is
like Maxi really. K, you know?
Which quarterback in the NFC will have the biggest effect on the outcome of their playoff game coming up this weekend? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, Harry Douglas riding with us, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
We are joined by Harry Douglas, host of Fitz and Harry. He joins us. Well, he was with us last segment. He's still with us. Went to the coffee machine just now. Yeah, got what you needed, Harry?
Had to get some hot chocolate.
Look at you, Harry.
So my voice can continue to be right for the shows I have to do today.
Can I just say something? I know I don't mean to diminish all the hard work that athletes put in to get to the world-class level. I'm the first to say, in college, you guys work 10 times harder than anyone else. It's crazy, right? But there are some genetic differences. Key, Harry eats the worst stuff I've ever seen. Whatever he wants stays in shape.
I don't know what he's talking about.
If I look sideways at a donut, I get 2 pounds on the gut.
Max, huh? I may have endorsement deals and stuff. I eat healthy.
Of course you do. How do you think you look that way? Who would say anything else?
I literally eat whatever I want. Eat whatever I want.
For sure.
Yeah, but Key, you've put on a few pounds since your playing days.
This dude looks
like he's in playing shape.
A few?
What do you mean?
Max.
I'm a grown-ass man. I'm not running around like I'm 22.
Max being generous this morning. Talking about Key put on a few pounds.
Hold on, man.
I watched that basketball game.
Oh, yeah. No, I was... Yeah, I had the different look. I had a different look for sure.
Key, I watched that basketball game.
Harry's really in like deep belly laugh right now.
Harry's right. That wasn't a good look.
Oh, man.
Did it send you to the gym at all?
No, it took me off the bottle.
Right. Yeah. Equally important.
Yeah, the bottle and the desserts.
That could do it. People don't know, man, in alcohol, there's a lot of calories. Like, calories are just a measure of a unit of heat.
Yep.
That's all it is, man. A lot of energy in those drinks. All right, look. We could talk chemistry all day. However, how about physics? Which quarterback in the NFC will have the biggest impact on this weekend? Who do you think, Harry?
Ooh. When you look at the I'm going to say it has to be Dak Prescott. It has to be Dak. Because in order for the Dallas Cowboys to be successful and win this football game, he's going to have to play similar to what he did against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Alongside Kellen Moore calling a hell of a game and them being balanced offensively. So Dak Prescott in the game against Tampa was decisive in his reads. He utilized his legs and he put the football in places where his guys can just catch it and just run. He's going to have to be phenomenal. Then he had no turnovers. He's going to have to do the same thing against San Francisco. Now, the way you approach it may be a little different because they do have, you know, Nick Bosa, who leads the league in sacks and is going to be Defensive Player of the Year in the National Football League in 2022. So you have to scheme things up a little differently. But at the end of the day, Dak Prescott has to be great in order for the Cowboys to win this game.
See, I think that one thing that they've got to do, they've got to go into 3-by-1, 2-by-2, have personnel groupings, a little bit of empty packages, get it spread out a little bit more, get that nickel defender ward on the field, and take advantage of those situations. I personally would target, how do you say it, Chavarius? Chavarius, Tatarius. I would certainly go after him. Watching what Seattle was able to do to him and breaking down that film and looking at it, they targeted him 9 times. In that particular game, they had 7 receptions for 105 yards and a touchdown. And the QBR, when looking his way and targeting him, was at a 152 clip. So I'm like, okay, I know they paid him all the money. I'm going over there. I'm going to stay away from 38, the younger guy in Diamador Lenore, who's playing solid and sound. But I'm going to find Ward. And I'm going to try to get at him as much as possible in packages that will spread them out.
And, Key, I'll tell you this. I love the Dallas Cowboys against Tampa Bay going to no huddle, right? We used to call it Texas. We used to practice it every single day. We used to start out games in it when we went against a number one defense, a defense that rushed the passer very effectively, and also a defense that loved to blitz and dial up certain things. because it's not a fast pace. It's more control. You control it at the line of scrimmage, but it also makes the defense that more vanilla. And if you have those elite pass rushers up front, you can also have those guys gasp in the air because they're not allowed to sub in and out either.
So I have a sneeze coming.
Oh God, no!
He had a sneeze attack, but Ski had about seven in a row yesterday. So listen, I'm gonna need a new mic when I come back in. Dak has to be great, but you know who I think Dak has to play like to win? I think if he plays like Daniel Jones just did, they can do it. And by that I mean, you got to stay under control. Like, the temptation is going to be to try to do too much.
Don't get
erratic. Key talks about Bill Parcells, 10 quarterback commandments. And one of them, I forgot which, Key, maybe you remember offhand, is throwing the ball away is a good play.
Oh, throwing the ball away is a great play.
Mm-hmm. Right? If Dak takes that mentality into this game, they will be within striking distance late in the game. Then you need to be big on third down a couple of times, right? But
live to see another down.
If he can tuck it and take off when he needs to, if he can play smart football, have a chance.
Check downs too.
That is great.
You never get tired of making deposits and putting money in the bank. Take the check down when it's there.
But to me, that's great, Key. Not oh, my God, Patrick Mahomes. That's not for Dak in this game.
No, just live to see another down. Yeah. Harry, I remember one time in a game I was playing in, it was a ball overthrown. It was getting ready to be a pick. I just ran down the field, Harry. It was like second and whatever. It was going to be a pick. I ran down the field, put my head down full speed, and ran it to the safety because I knew he was going to pick it. Yeah. So I got the offensive 15 yards, and now it was like – 3rd and 25. Guess what? Holding on the next play, automatic first down. Yeah. So we reset the downs, and we went down on that drive and scored the touchdown. So every now and then, you got to do something to live to see another down.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, and they could get it done.
And Daniel Jones also in that game versus Minnesota, he played great.
He played great, but down the stretch, the reason I say Daniel
and it's Minnesota
is down the stretch,
not San Francisco,
of course. But down the stretch, there were games where Daniel Jones, in his situation, playing for a contract, the whole thing, could easily have tried to do too much in the moment of truth, right? Mm-hmm. And then played poorly. He never did. He had to.
But Brian Daboll also is calling a game.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to understand, Max.
Yep. Well, he doesn't. When
you call a game to keep a person out of harm's way, they'll stay out of harm's way.
Right.
Because it's something that they're comfortable doing. If I'm calling the same plays with different formations, but it's the same plays, I'm more comfortable. Then all of a sudden, he's calling something that I practice all week long, but I really don't – you know how it is, Harry. I really don't have a grasp of how this particular play is going to unwind and develop. Yep. So now I'm going to try to make it work.
Well, listen, Key, you brought up earlier.
Well, he saves him from himself.
Yeah, right. So Key brings up earlier, and we're talking with Diana Rossini, about McDermott, who's kind of under the radar in terms of the pressure, but in fact,
there's real pressure.
So I look at McCarthy, who is under pressure, and everyone talks about it. You know, Daniel Jones has Daboll, right? So I was talking to Daniel Jones. Brock Purdy has Shanahan.
Yep.
You know, and that really, what the game may come down to is one guy has Shanahan, the other guy has Mike McCarthy. Can Mike McCarthy be that guy too? Right? Can he?
I don't know. To be determined.
Well, he's done it in the past.
With Aaron Rodgers.
Come on, Key.
It doesn't matter.
Nothing
he
matters.
He still had to call the plays and do it.
But Rodgers bails you out.
It doesn't matter, though.
He is a Super Bowl. You cannot take away the fact he's a Super Bowl winner.
Shanahan.
Where's Key at right now? Are you in L.A.? Are you in L.A., Key?
Yeah, I'm in L.A.
He's in L.A.
I don't be trying to say it like that. You know how you normally say it, L.A.
I had avocado last night.
Of course you did.
I did. In L.A.
I had a whole avocado slice with pepper and lemon and a little olive oil on it.
You can be deported out of California if you don't have at least one avocado a day. That's the law.
We talk about Key gaining a little weight, and he want to come on here and talk about, I ate avocado last night. Like he got healthy.
Man, I'm not. Look, boy, let me tell you something. I don't know what y'all think this is. But I'm not no much. I'm a little bit bigger than what I was when I played. Y'all looking at me as a player at 100 pounds.
Stop.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.